It's now time for the big interview, and Oryx Radio was contacted by Christina Nomdo, the incoming Western Cape Children's Commissioner, about a group of students from Alsea's River High who wrote to the President about the reopening of schools on the 1st of June 2020. She asked for a platform for these young people to share their concerns for themselves and their peers regarding the reopening of their schools. On Wednesday, I interviewed Malika Swell, who's a grade 12 learner at Alsea's River High. Today, I chat with Chelsea, Larizetta, and Jalen, who are part of the RCL at Alsea's River High. Chelsea is the chairperson of the RCL, and in grade 12, Larizetta is the deputy chairperson, and Jalen is the treasurer. Both of them are in grade 11. Hello, everyone, and welcome to RX Radio Breakfast.
Hello, thank you so much.
Good morning,
as I mentioned,
Mr. White. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me. As I mentioned in the introduction, the three of you also wrote to the President about the reopening of schools. So can you please tell us about what you wrote in your letter, your concerns and fears regarding schools opening again? Any one of you can start.
Okay, so, I'm Chelsea talking right now. And in my letter, I wrote that I was concerned about us contracting the virus and bringing it home. We might, and again I say might, survive this virus, but will our family members at home be able to survive it, as we do not raise ourselves? Yes, the academic year is important, but so many learners up till today did not receive work that was sent to them so far. And who will teach the classes that were supposed to be taught by teachers over 60 years? Thus also referring to the importance of the lives of the teaching and non-teaching staff at all the schools. And if I may ask, what will happen to the learners at home without access to any teaching platforms? Just failing them will be absolutely unfair. And Alsea's River is in Tygerberg, which has the most cases in the Western Cape, and yet they are expecting us to go back to school. We're fearing our lives at this point.
I am Larizetta. The reason why I wrote this letter was in my community, 80% of the learners don't have any access to any internet services. Some of them don't even have compatible phones, and most of them are not even catered for. How do we overcome this problem? All of us were excited to be in the next grade, one step closer to our destination. Right now, fear, dread, and anxiety creep in, and we are stuck with the thought that we might not be longer. For me, it is more important to stay safe during this global pandemic, because we can still repeat the year than to lose our fellow peers and educators due to COVID-19. This is basically what I wanted to explain in my letter.
Okay, good morning, Alex. I hope you're doing good. So my main concern when it came to the reopening of schools were the mental health of learners. So what I meant by this was there would be a lot of work to retain in a short amount of time, and not everybody works at the same pace. The pressure of the work can cause depression and anxiety, but because of the struggle to keep up, the pass rate would drop, as well as for those of us who would manage to proceed to the next grade would face other problems such as lacking basic knowledge of the previous grade. Which to my concern would be like, is it really a solution to put so much pressure on everybody now when the pass rate might drop and then everybody might still remain in the same grade next year?
Thanks, guys. We're going to go to each of you now and just speak about your letters and just what it's all meant for you. So starting with Chelsea, I believe as the chairperson, you encouraged your fellow students to write the letters. Why was this so important for you?
Well, RCL stands for Representative Council of Learners, and I think I speak for all of us when I say, as RCL members, we are the voice of the learners. It is very seldom that we hear the opinion of the youth in our country and how we feel, and to me it is important that how we feel is made known. This was where the idea came from, and I asked the RCL members in particular to help make the voices of the learners heard by, of course, writing those letters.
Thanks so much, Chelsea. Larizetta, in your letter, you speak about how children in your community and school cannot do online schooling as they don't have access to internet. Could you tell us more about this?
If you look at the infrastructure where 80% of our learners reside, there's a lot of facts that is accountable to these circumstances. For example, unemployment, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, gangsterism, peer pressure, poverty and teenage pregnancy. A lot of these students that is attending LCC High School is also part of the feeding scheme, and sometimes that will be the only meal they receive on a daily basis. So my question is, where are they going to find money for daughter when they don't even have enough money for a loaf of bread?
Thanks, Larizetta. Now, Jalen, you wrote about how COVID-19 could impact your school environment. How will the school environment be affected?
I think school is where most of us go to interact and socialize, as well as the PSC. There's a lot of physical interactions, such as hugging and also sharing book spins, but especially lunch, because not everyone is fortunate enough to have their own. And I think COVID-19 limits our interaction with one another. I think it brings out a very hostile environment because we can't go on as normal, but also the fact that many people travel by public transport and also personal methods. So, like, in the back of your mind, when you're communicating with somebody, you always think that they might be a victim to COVID-19 because you do not know where people have been. You do not know what they have done. So as much as you do not want to be hostile towards someone else, at the back of your mind, you're also thinking about your own safety, about your family's safety, because at the end of the day, you need to go home and interact with your family. How are you impacting them after your day?
Thank you so much. I just want to ask now, Larizetta, what do you think could be a possible solution for all of your concerns regarding school opening?
First of all, there are many students in new systems that cannot sustain all the germs. For example, illnesses that are coming now as we enter winter. The flu season is upon us, and many parents cannot afford flu vaccine as COVID-19 is a respiratory illness. So is the common flu. So my suggestion is that the Department of Education join hands with the Department of Health to vaccinate us free of charge with flu vaccine to help us fight the common flu. The school should be geared up accordingly to the government specifications to combat COVID-19. The schools must have sanitary stations in place. Social distancing measures must be in place because currently we are class minus 40 students in a classroom. My suggestion is that teachers move from class to class instead of the students. Therefore, less movement in corridors. To elaborate, imagine a school with plus minus 1,500 learners. So the one period ends, the next period begins, and there is 1,500 learners on the corridors. So, where the teachers can move from the one classroom to another. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larizetta. Now, Jalen, do you have any words of encouragement for other young people who are listening and might have the same concerns that you have?
So, what I want to say to other young people is to take every day one step at a time, because it is a long process. But at the end of the day, our president, just like our parents and everybody else, is trying to protect us as well as themselves. So, take every day one step at a time. Do what you can and don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. But also use this time to become a better person, to become better in certain things, to make your life better, because as much as there's negativity around us, you can also learn to do something new. You can become a better person. You can even improve on your schoolwork. And then personally, I just want to thank everybody, especially you, Alex, for the opportunity that you have provided us, the youth, not just us three to speak or us four, including Malika, but everybody else, just for the opportunity that you gave us, because now we, the learners of Elsa's High, but also of South Africa, has a chance to say what is on our mind and how this concerns and involves us as well.
Thank you so much, Jalen, and I really think that the message you guys have is extremely important, so it's good that we're getting a platform for young people to also be involved in the decision making that affects them, which is the whole purpose for RX Radio. Now, Chelsea, you also wrote a poem about how you feel regarding schools reopening. Before I ask you to recite your poem, is there anything else that any of you would like to add?
If I might, I would like to add and say that at this time, we should all just be there for one another and motivate each other, so that every young person out there knows that they are not alone and we are in this together. And we should also remember that difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations.
Thanks, Chelsea. Is there anything else that Jalen or Larizetta want to add?
So I think that in this time, as Chelsea said, we should really be there for one another. But also the impact that I see everybody's been on their mind is the fact that we have so much schoolwork to get to. And like not just the schoolwork to get to at school in the environment, but also the online work that most of us received. And as La Rosita said, not everybody has that. So one of the main concerns with going to school is also the online work that some of us have not completed and that some of us have not received. So I think that to the learners out there, it is hard. And if you have not managed to complete it or received it, just try your best to see where you can make up for that. But also teachers and other peers need to understand that it's not easy for us to be in this environment as well as receiving all of this work at once, because it's just not one teacher that you get. It's like 5 subjects a day that you will be getting, and it's not a few pages, it's like 3. And it's hard for most of us to cope with this. And I just wanted to make everybody realize this issue, because it seems that sometimes people don't know that we are also struggling with this. It's also a time for us to like realize and what we are actually going through.
Thanks so much, Jaylen, for that. Chelsea, the floor is now yours for you to recite your poem. Go ahead.
So just a portion of my poem called We Fear. Everyone feels fear, causing a lot more than the expression of a single fear. The day is fast approaching, and I do indeed fear. If our suggestion can somewhat be reconsidered, many of us will start over and be more committed. For now, going back to school sends shivers down my spine, and this is not fine. I'm anxious, scared, and worried. Our lives matter, but at the moment, we can do nothing. For this reason, we fear.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chelsea. And Jaylen, La Rosita, thank you all for joining me on the show today and sharing your message.
Thank you so much for giving us the platform.
Awesome. Have a great day further, guys.
Thank you so much, you too.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.